Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to BG Dunks 2018, episode 7. Let me tell you that the dunk thing is not going very well. I don't know how else to say it. I'm trying. I'm going to see my buddy Drew, my buddy Ethan over at Sports Spine KC, and I'm doing the blood flow restrictions on my legs, but my daughter, who's in fourth grade, is playing basketball, and I happen to be at the gym with her. I didn't explicitly try to dunk or touch the rim, but I could just tell that I am a long ways off. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I wish I had a better update just for myself. I don't. If you haven't heard, I'm doing a bet with a coworker, Nikki. I have 1 year to dunk a basketball, $1,000 on the line. Now, this started October 2nd, so I'm quickly approaching only 10 months to do it. I'm trying, but I'm so far off. I made a horrible bet. So in concert with that, I'm also doing this podcast where we examine people reaching goals. We've had some great guests, Jason Sudeikis, Will Wooden, Wesley Hamilton. I encourage you to go and find us on iTunes. BG Dunks 2018. It's all one word. This week, we go way back to high school for me, and we also go to the future for our guest, Tamara Day. We're glad to have her on. She also has a benefit that we missed in this interview. She's doing a fundraiser where you can go into one of the homes that are going to be featured on our show, Bargain Mansions, that starts tonight, which is November 15th, 2017, 9 o'clock on the DIY Network, just in case some of the times and dates were wrong based on when we recorded this. But she's also going to have a benefit. Find her on all the social media, Tamara Day, Bargain Mansions. One of the homes she features in her show will be open to the public. Not only will you be able to go in and check it out, but you'll also be able to buy some of the decorations you see in there. So it was great fun to see her. Great fun to chat. You'll hear towards the end some old high school stories about me. You have been warned, but thank you for listening to BG Dunks 2018. All right, Taylor, you ready for this?
I am so ready.
We have Kansas City's next TV star with us this morning. Tamara, welcome.
Good morning.
This is awkward on a couple levels, Taylor, because Tamara and I go way back.
Like way back?
Like really way back.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
When did you move to the school district?
I moved to Southeast in my junior year.
Okay. So she moved to the high school I was going to in her junior year, which you were a year behind me, right?
Right.
Class of like 10, right? She says it was really small.
K through 12, one building.
What? Yes. It was weird.
That is crazy.
How big was your class? You were a little
64.
Bit. 64. So they were almost double our class. Yeah, we were really small.
Wow.
But it is awesome to see you. And that's
you
one
too.
Of the cool things. I know people give Facebook a bad rap sometimes, but it is a cool way to keep connected with people.
It really is.
Right?
I love Facebook.
Yeah,
I think
so do I.
Nothing but good.
Have you guys seen each other since high school, or is this like a high school reunion?
No, yes, we have. Here, pull that racket right Okay. Yeah, no, we have actually. Okay, so I've been following Tamara. Obviously, we've been connected on Facebook, and so we follow each other there, and then we saw that she was doing design work and that sort of stuff. And then so we connected when we had our Prairie Village house and said, hey, we need some help. She's the real deal, I could tell. And we connected there. And was that before the TV show stuff came up?
That was when we were still, I think, in the pilot phase.
Okay.
But it hadn't been picked up yet. Okay. And so we were starting that. And then you went and sold it.
Yeah, I know. I know. And we need to have you at the new one. It was a, listen, that was a mess. Can I
tell you? Was
it?
Yes. We haven't talked since then.
It really was a mess. But let's talk to Tamara. Let's not talk about high school. Let's talk about...
I want to know about this high school. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay, we will.
I want to know all of Brady's deep, dark secrets.
There's a lot of them, unfortunately. And they're not secrets either, unfortunately. Tamara, let's talk about a new show on DIY. Yes. Tell us about it. It's coming to fruition, and it starts this month.
It starts next week.
Wow.
Yes, Wednesday the 15th, 9 p.m. on the DIY Network, Central Standard Time, and it's Bargain Mansions. We are renovating 7 houses here in Kansas City, top to bottom, and they are the big, old, legit houses.
Are they all in a similar area?
Nope. They're all over the place. So we've got 3 down in like the Hyde Park area, and we've got couple out in Leawood and a couple right off Ward Parkway. Right. So it's just like a little mix of everything. You've got old, you've got new. The common denominator is they're giant, they're old, and they're destroyed.
Really?
Yes.
So were they like, when you say destroyed, run down? Dilapidated?
Really dilapidated. Like these are the houses nobody else wants. Mm-hmm. They are in amazingly bad condition.
Yeah.
And they're not something that most people would walk in and be like, yeah, let's turn this into my dream.
What's the worst thing you've seen in one of those homes?
Well, worst as in creepy would be the mummified animals in the walls.
Stop it. Stop it.
That happens all the time.
No.
Possums. My boys think that is the greatest thing ever.
No.
They really do. They're like, look at that cool mummy thing. What is
gross.
It? All the time.
There's Fido.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got like, there's a possum. There's a cat. Whatever it is. It's awful.
What was structurally the biggest issue you dealt with?
I think the very first house of the season is my Charlotte house. And it was on Charlotte. It was so abandoned that it had been an old folks home. It had been a foster home. It had been, it was over 120 years old.
Wow.
And somebody else had started renovating it. They'd gotten in and put a new roof on and took all the walls out and then said, nope. I'm too deep. I got to get out.
And instead of finding animals in the wall, you probably found diapers, huh? Old folks home and then...
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Now, so...
It was just structurally, it was fairly sound, but like one side of the house was falling off, literally.
Wow.
The whole bay window, you could put your hand through the wall.
Wow.
And under the wall and see outside and inside. And at one point, the whole side of the house was gone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Bargain Mansions. Now, it's called that because these houses you got at a reasonable price,
exactly.
And they're massive.
They're like massive homes. There's nothing under, I think, 4,000 square feet. They're huge homes. I buy them for a bargain because they're in such dilapidated shape.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then we turn these back into their old glory and make them a beautiful designer home where it's really... top notch.
One of my favorite things about this show, not just the fact that it's in Kansas City, not just that you're the host, but it's a family affair. Talk about that.
Well, my dad.
Yes.
Which, you know my dad.
Yes, I do. I'm a fan of her dad. Her dad, maybe not a fan of me.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Let's not go into that.
Wait, did you guys ever date?
No.
She answered quickly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, standards.
We hung out a lot, though, and there are a lot of fun parental moments.
Okay, gotcha.
I had a bad streak there for a while. But
for a while.
It was always funny, though.
Yes. Nothing, like, dangerous.
Just funny.
Yes.
Yeah, just funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Which I think foreshadowed what I do now.
It did.
Right?
For sure.
So you're working with your dad. How is he involved?
He comes in and helps me anytime I need help. So he's almost always there with me when we're doing demolition. He's the muscle. I'm like, knock it down. We're doing it ourselves, because all the work, I actually do a lot of it myself.
That's crazy.
We have a great general contractor that he helps with everything. Troy is awesome. And, you know, just for time's sake, there's not enough time for me to actually knock every wall down and do all the work myself. I do have four kids.
So. Yeah.
I get a lot of stuff that I get to do, and Dad helps me get it done, and then he helps me build things and all that kind of good stuff. And then I kick him out and I design everything and make it look really great.
And that's the fun part right there, the designing.
Well, I want to talk to you about that, Tamara, because what's your background? Like, what'd you go to school for?
Communications.
Right.
Yeah, speech writing.
Yeah, and you end up as a designer on the DIY Network. Talk to me about that. It was obviously something you were into. You didn't think you could make a career, or?
Absolutely. You know, I think growing up where we did, I don't remember knowing anybody that was a designer, or that was even a career path people could make any money at, or it was something people would do.
You know,
it just didn't ever occur to me. But I always loved it. And I remember going, I'd babysit at people's houses and I'd be like, ooh, look at that cool thing. I was always obsessed with houses.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sure you remember plenty of my punishments with my dad were to do sheetrock or clean or build or
work.
So that's where you got your start.
Oh, for sure. My dad, you know, we grew up in the country. Yeah. We had a place, and my dad was a self-made man and really did the work himself and used us children to help.
Yeah. Child labor.
Yeah,
they had a very
sure. nice house. So your dad did a bunch of that stuff on that house?
He built most of it himself. I mean, there was one summer there, we planted like 5,000 trees, and he and my brother were out there. They did the post hole, and I'm following behind, putting the little saplings in and covering up with dirt. And
that's awesome.
After school, we'd go out and water for hours. And, you know, it was we worked really hard as kids, and it taught us a great work ethic. But it also taught us there wasn't anything I can't do.
Right.
I'm not afraid of work.
Yeah.
And if it's something I can get on YouTube and figure out how to do pretty much anything.
Right. I used that to solve a Rubik's Cube this week. So, yeah, goals. Come on. Hey, yeah, she has a TV show, but I've done a Rubik's Cube, Taylor. Get
on. It only took him like 2 weeks.
Right? Now I'm going to have to go home and try this.
You should.
But we know a guy who can help you.
We know a guy.
We know a guy. He's 14 or something like that.
Of course he is.
Yeah, and he can accomplish it in 10 seconds.
He's amazing. So let's talk about this DIY show, Bargain Mansions. It starts next Wednesday night, but it'll be on a lot, right? DIY will rerun it?
Lots of reruns.
Okay,
sure.
But we want them to watch it when it airs live. What time here in
9 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
I'm there.
And do you guys do, let me ask you this. Is it a reality TV show, or how will you describe it?
I would say, yes, it is my reality for sure. It is a great crew of people. If you follow me on social media, you'll see I have a huge team of just amazing people that I get to work with and call friends. And I'm just really, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world, because literally every person that I work with is awesome.
Yeah.
And they help in so many ways. Like, if, you know, we're talking about something, they'll help direct how to say that in a beautiful way. Because I'm not always that eloquent.
Sure. Well, it's tough, right?
Yeah. You're like,
you're thinking about sheetrock. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're thinking about,
there's some direction in that regard. But I would not say that any of it is scripted. There is nothing that you would watch on the show and be like, that didn't really happen. No, it really happened. And, there's one scene, I'm knocking out a cabinet in the kitchen. We didn't know there was a light, like, plugged in. And I was literally knocking it out, and sparks blow up everywhere. And I'm like, ooh, well.
That's awesome.
So it's legit. It's not manufactured. There's no fake drama. And there's no drama with my dad or my contractor that is anything but awesome. Like, it's just really good, healthy, family-friendly TV.
What about your kids? Do they make it in?
A little teeny tiny bit.
Not a lot.
I've debated whether to bring them on.
Yeah.
They wanted to. They've come and walked through a couple times a little bit. But that's a tough decision.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
And you said you've done 7 mansions. Is it one mansion per episode then?
It's one mansion, 2 episodes.
Okay.
So the first 30 minutes is phase 1 of the renovation, and the second 30 is phase 2, and you get to see the whole reveal. But you get the, you know, instant gratification at the end of seeing completion of phase 1. So
I want to talk about your goals and your expectations as this show kicks off. Obviously, this week or in the last couple of weeks, Chip and Joanna have released a line of goods or whatever it is at Target. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you looking?
It's massive and gorgeous.
Are you looking that far down the road, or is it hard to because the show hasn't started yet?
You know, this has been such an exciting adventure. I just am so grateful for the opportunity, and I feel like it's been just one step at a time, be it more awesome than the next. And I don't even know that I can dream that big.
Right.
And it's just, I love what I'm doing so much. It's so fun. I would love to design things like furniture and fabrics and all those great things, but.
You got a shot. You're right there.
Oh,
DIY Network Wednesday night at 9, Bargain Mansions. Tamara is our guest. Tamara, let me ask you, we skipped this whole thing. How did this start? So you graduated from college as a communicator. Now you have a TV show. I feel like we skipped some important details.
The in-between there.
So did you start like part-time designing? How do you end up
with I started, my husband and I got married, and he's been renovating houses his whole life, had lots of rentals, bought his first house at 16, and has been flipping and renting forever, and his parents did that before. And with my experience with working hard with my dad, it just kind of was a good fit. And we bought house after house for ourselves, and they were always dilapidated and terrible shape, and cleaned them up and did the work mostly ourselves. And I was in sales and did all kinds of different sales jobs and just never really enjoyed it. But I was constantly like paycheck to paycheck running to the design stores, buying stuff for the houses. You know, always thinking what's my next project on the house. And it just kind of grew from there where I.
And then so you start doing that, but how does it turn into a TV show? Just quickly tell us how the TV connection comes in.
I met Matt because my brother Ben was in a hardware store 5 years ago, met a casting director locally for commercials, and talked to her, gave his number to her, and nothing ever happened. She called him about 3 years ago, said, "Hey, I got this guy I want you to meet." And he's like, "Nah, I'm not real interested." Call my other brother. And Caleb met him, and Caleb was like, "Here's what I do." And Matt's like, "You're cool, but I don't have a show to build around you." And he's like, "Okay." And he's getting up and leaving. He's like, "You ought to check out my sister's Facebook page. She's pretty cool. She does some fun stuff."
Wow.
And Matt was like, "Yeah, I want to meet her." What? And Caleb calls me and is like, "Can you want to meet this guy, Matt? He's going to cast a show." And I'm like, "No."
Really? You said no?
Yeah, I was like, that's not real. This can't be, that's not going to happen. Wow. And I was pretty sure this was some sort of a scam. Somebody's going to, ask me for money at some point. I don't have time for that.
Wow.
But I was like, okay, fine. I'll meet Matt. And when I met him, it was for sure. He was a real deal and a class act kind of guy.
Wow. How long ago was that?
3 years ago.
So three years.
That's it?
But that takes some patience, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of patience because he, I still have the voicemail on my phone when he calls after that first meeting about a week later and is like, "Hey, I really want to talk to you about doing, a sizzle reel." And I was like, "Okay, fine." And they showed up at my house and filmed. And I am still to this day amazed that they went a step further after that, because I'm like twitching, I'm scared to death, I'm like, "You got another stuff, cameras in front
awesome.
Of me." And yet it went from there, and every few months they'd call and say, "We want to film a little bit more, we got to get they like it more, they've given us more money to film some more." And
wow.
A year ago they called and said, "We want to buy a show." I guess it was almost exactly a year ago now, because we bought the first house, the Charlotte house, after a Chiefs game. And so it was football season. I'm trying to think. I think it was November when we bought it, and we started filming the end of January.
Wow.
Where can we find you on social media?
Yes.
Growing Days is my
Growing Days.
Name.
Okay.
Yeah, so I, Tamara Day, and I have four little days that I am.
Aww.
I am Growing Days.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So across all social media, she's easy to find. As a designer, you obviously watch DIY Network. Have you been a little geeked out by meeting some of the stars of the DIY Network?
Yes. I haven't met very many of them. Okay. I actually was starstruck in New York. I was like sitting in a restaurant and saw saw a star across the room and I was like, I really want to go talk to her. But I was too chicken and I didn't do it.
Really?
Okay. Brady's the same. Maybe it was in your water back in the day in high school, because whenever celebrities come here, he's like, I really want to meet them, but he doesn't have the guts to go up to them.
Yeah, I don't want to bug them.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to be that girl that like, you know, this poor girl's sitting there having dinner with her boyfriend. And I'm like, I'm not going to go interrupt that.
But soon you might.
But I wanted to.
Have you thought about the fact that you might be dealing with that soon?
It happens a little bit already, actually. After the pilot aired, it started happening. And it's, you know, it's really kind of cool on one hand, because they're not recognizing me for random weird stuff. They're always like, I love what you're doing. It's so cool. And they're always so positive. And it's good recognition for work done.
Yeah.
We've worked really hard for this. And it's really nice. It's great accolades.
That's awesome. Now, Taylor is a bit of a DIYer.
Okay, but mine are like attempts and fails.
Okay,
for the
which
most
is
part.
Good, though,
so
right?
So many fails.
You learn from every time.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
I learn all the time.
But now, I realized I married the wrong man because my husband doesn't like doing it, so it's all on me. So you said your husband is all about that. So my phone number, if you are interested, it is. I'm just kidding.
Let me ask you, though, for somebody that doesn't do it, can you give us a few easy things that you think will work no matter size or budget and you feel like beginners can do?
Oh, absolutely. Paint and wallpaper. I mean, those are the transforming things. Change out a faucet. That's easy. Make sure you turn the water off in the basement. Do not mess with a faucet if you're not turning the water off.
Right.
But you can turn your water off. It's simple as can be, and you can switch out a faucet pretty easily. Watch a YouTube video. There's somebody out there that'll teach you how to do it.
And wallpaper.
Wallpaper, you know what? I was always kind of intimidated by doing my own wallpaper. And I have a guy that helps me hang it. And I finally was like, I just want to help do this. Like, teach me how you do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier. Why was I so intimidated by wallpaper?
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome. I use wallpaper in every house, every project.
Love it.
You do use a lot of it. I see that.
And where do you find your inspiration?
Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram. I love Instagram.
How about Pinterest?
You know, I don't
not really.
Do much.
Really?
No, okay. I don't. I get bogged down in like the recipes and the workout stuff. And I'm like, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited. It's so cool to see this happen. And we go way back. And so it's awesome. Real quick, I want to talk about goals. You probably haven't heard. I made a bet that was a huge mistake.
I have not heard about
this. I bet somebody here at work that I could dunk a basketball in a year. So,
how close are we?
Okay, you don't have to laugh that much every time.
I just love watching people's reactions.
It shouldn't be a surprise, Taylor. Every time I say it, you laugh.
It's hilarious. I find it funny. Now, I'm going to stop bashing you. Because
so are we like a month into this bet, or are we a year into this bet?
We're a month in, and to be honest with you, it's not going well. I really need to hammer down. But
he's gained a couple millimeters,
I think
his jump. Yeah,
I've been doing blood flow restrictions on my thighs. And
what
I'm
is
also,
that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. And I'm also looking for illegal steroids. So if you know a guy.
I don't know a guy.
No, me neither, unfortunately. And everybody seems to not know a guy. But talk to me about goals. Right. You said the TV show wasn't necessarily a goal, but talk to me about goals from somebody that's made it now to a network TV show. And as a parent, your elevator speech to your kids when we're talking about goals.
You know, everything has been such a beautiful surprise in this. And yes, we've worked incredibly hard, but there are a million people out there working really hard. And this has been a God thing. And it's been a lot of prayer. It's been a lot of hard work on so many people's efforts, but the goals in front of us right now, you know, we want a season two. I would really love to get to do this again because I love the filming. I love the process of it. I love the houses. You know what? It's really fun to get to do a house myself without a client in it really changes it's the whole vision of what I want for a house versus a client saying, well, this thing, what about that thing? And I feel like the design comes through in such a more amazing way than it usually would, because there's the freedom to just design is there. And getting to continue doing that would be the number one goal.
How can we help you get to that goal then? Obviously the ratings, everybody watching, but tweets?
tweets. You know what? I'm terrible about tweets. I gotta figure this out.
Hashtag, yeah. Do you have a hashtag?
Hashtag bargain mansions.
Okay.
Hashtag growing days. Laid back luxe is kind of what my theme of my design is. A heart for home, an eye for design. Those are all hashtags I always use, and they really encompass what I do, because it's all about making your house your home and being comfortable. I have four kids. It cannot be a mausoleum. You know, I can't make this perfect.
Right.
And perfect is never the goal. It is a collection. It is a whole look and style that is livable, but beautiful at the same time, and appreciating old and new and combining that in a way that really works awesome is the thing.
When we talk about, real quick, goals, do you have like any methods? Do you journal? Do you write them down? Are you working ahead? Or are you just doing, following your passions and see what happens?
Following the passion for sure. But we definitely have goals in mind. And I have a great team of people behind me. I've actually hired my cousin, which
it is all in the family.
My cousin and his partner Fernando, Aaron and Fernando, are amazing. They have been just incredible people to get to be family with, but they've had amazing experiences. Aaron has been a creative director for Martha Stewart, Safira Home, and you know, Fernando has had all kinds of accolades in advertising, and Tory Burch, and they both have this incredible design aesthetic and their own design firm in Puerto Rico. But we have partnered up, and they are helping. You know, there's only one of me, and they really understand me. They understand my design, and they understand my business and what I do, and they, because they're doing it as well.
Yeah.
And yet they have, you know, all of this other experience that I've never had. And we have built this really great business plan of how to push this thing the next level.
You know what it sounds like to me is teamwork makes the dream work. So I need I need a squad to help me dunk.
I'm out.
Is what
I'm out. I am gone. See ya.
I'm way too short to help with
this. The show is called Bargain Mansions, and it debuts Wednesday night at 9 on the DIY Network. Find DIYnetwork.com online. Growing Days is where you can find Tamara. Now, before we let you go, are you ready to join us on the hot seat?
Sure.
Five questions. This is a game we picked up on Amazon. I haven't looked at the questions. You can plead the fifth to one, right?
Oh, are we changing up the rules now? So we're doing a combination of plead the fifth. Okay, let's do it.
I just don't know.
It's a hybrid game.
Rapid fire. Are you ready? All right, here we go. What would you choose as your last meal on death row?
Chicken strudel.
What is chicken strudel?
Yeah, what is chicken strudel?
It is my grandma's old recipe, and it's like a giant noodle that's rolled out super thin and basted in butter and then rolled up super tight and then coiled on top of a chicken soup. And it becomes this flaky pastry layery thing that you also douse in more butter, and it is all good.
All right,
that sounds so good.
Pinterest,
and then Brady would say, "Oh, carbs."
Yeah, I know.
Carbs. He would eat a salad as his last meal.
I'll eat a lot of
carbs. Right, that's a good point. Yeah. Carbs off the table at that point. What fortune cookie saying will summarize the next 2 weeks of your life? That's tough.
Wow.
But a big 2 weeks.
That's a thinker.
For you.
I think, wow. It is really it. Like, it is amazing to watch this. I don't know that I have a phrase that is perfect.
Wow would be a good
one.
Wow
is mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
What is your go-to karaoke song at the bar?
I have a goal on this, actually.
Really?
Yes. I have a goal that my husband and I will be able to sing Kanye West, American Boy.
Really?
That's amazing.
I love that song. It's my daughter's favorite song. Play American Boy, play American Boy. It is all about everything I love. It's traveling. Yep. It's beautiful stuff. It's fun people. It's
Kanye West.
I mean, I don't know any other songs of his, but I know that one.
I was going to say.
I listen to 98% music.
Yeah.
That was country music.
That was a shocker. Yeah, I was not expecting that one.
I am not typically an Estelle or Kanye fan, but I Crazy love that song.
Great answer. What is the last thing you purchased that cost more than $100?
Seven mansions. Hello.
Yeah, right? Seriously. Like
seven mansions. Oh my gosh, more than $100.
Yeah, like, last thing.
Groceries.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Because you're a mom of four. All right. Here's, let me see. That one's too much. That one's too much too. Let's see. What object would be my best friend if everything had a personality? That's a good one for you because you're putting stuff in houses. What object do you find end up in most of the bargain mansions that you rehab?
I have a couple of items that I drag from house to house that are kind of my prized possessions. Kelly Wurschler is one of my favorite designers, and she has these brass leg bookends and marble lips. And I take them, and you'll see them in every episode hiding somewhere.
Really? Look for the marble lips.
Yep.
All right. Good job on the hot seat. Do you want to share 10 seconds worth of Brady High School stories with Taylor?
Ten seconds.
Gosh, my favorite one is the corn.
Okay,
the corn.
Go ahead.
He and his buddies come over to my house one night. My mom was gone, and Dad had made dinner, and we're sitting out on the porch.
I remember this. My memory is spotty on this, but if I remember right, you guys had like a wraparound deck,
yes,
right on the house.
Yes.
And they were eating outside.
Let her tell it. I want her side of the story.
It was a nice family. Ward was probably proud of himself for making dinner.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And it was all outside on the deck. They were probably overlooking.
Okay, Brady, stop.
It wasn't quite that awesome, but it was pretty great. It's a great sunset and evening and everything. And Dad's got his side dishes and, you know, whatever else. But there's this giant bowl of corn, like the serving bowl of corn, uh-huh, sitting on the table. And these guys all show up. And Brady just sits down at the table and is like... picks up the bowl of corn and is just eating right out of the bowl.
He's like,
what's up, Ward? What's up? And my dad's like, get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
So you've always been that weird.
Yes. And I got booted off the porch.
Did you
uninvited
really?
To dinner.
Yeah, so that's why your dad doesn't like him.
Yes.
Because of the corn.
I think my dad would appreciate him now, but it is a good memory.
Well, you have to do that as a dad.
Absolutely.
When somebody's acting crazy around your daughter. And, you know, we were just...
Were you just trying to show off or what?
Yes.
Or did you really like corn?
Yeah, both. I mean, corn's delicious. Tamara, I am so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I love following this story, and you're making Southeast of Saline very proud. And good job. And we'll all be watching, and it's going to be awesome. 9 o'clock Wednesday nights, Bargain Mansions, filmed right here in Kansas City. And thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thanks
awesome.
For having me. This was super fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.